Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
Hello. I was calling and I got disconnected. I was calling to see why there's a $67 charge on my card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name and see what's going on?
Okay, my shipping zip code or my billing zip code?
Shipping.
Okay, 11933.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And your first and last name, please?
Jacqueline Robinette.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. And only to verify that I do have the right person up, may you please verify your address for me?
334 Parkway Drive, Calverton, New York, 11933.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that information. I do see that this started on May 10th. With the survey that said that you want a free gift and a tactical bag and a survival bracelet was chosen. And
yep.
Yes, ma'am. And what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions. And it says with receiving the free gift, it came along with the subscription of a Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online website that you can go onto to purchase different gadgets. And it also comes along with a $125 gift card. But yes, ma'am, due to the terms and conditions with receiving the free gift, it came along with that savings club, and it would have been emailed to you with the temporary password as well as the link so you can log in on the website to view those gadgets.
I don't think so. I got the order confirmation. Well, where would it be sending from? That same...
It could be consumer gadgets or some club. It could have been also sent to your spam or your junk mail. I do apologize, ma'am. I'm a third-party customer support agent at a call center that services over 400 companies that sell different products. I'm not too familiar with the name on the person who sends out the emails, but it could have been under consumer gadget or any gadget campaigns. Yes, ma'am. I can have them resend the email out if you like. You'll receive it no later than the next 24 to 48 hours. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now, is this a one-time charge? Or is this like a reoccurring charge?
It is a reoccurring charge, yes, ma'am.
Well, that's a lot. Okay, so my only other question is, like, so it's like a permanent charge?
For the next 2 years until you call in to cancel it.
Because I'm trying to see if it's even worth it.
Yes, ma'am. It does come with that $125 voucher. So if you do want to purchase another gadget, you can use the voucher until you... it's a monthly voucher, so it'll come every month. But yes, ma'am. You can use that to purchase the items instead of money.
Okay. Can they send out another email and then I'll check it out? And if not, I can just call and cancel it?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to place in for your email now. Let's see. And the email they have on file is jojo22838@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. So you'll receive it no later than the next 24 to 48 hours, but since we're not that busy today, hopefully you're going to receive it within the next hour or two. But check your spam and your junk mail. Yes, ma'am, it can be sent through there. And if you don't receive it, you can always call in to cancel. You've already been charged for the month, so you can call in whenever throughout the day. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.